It's been 130 years since John Pemberton walked into Jacob's Pharmacy in Atlanta and introduced the world to Coca-Cola. The beverage giant has called the city home ever since. Producer Linda Chen took a trip to the Coca-Cola Freestyle Innovation Lab and learned the story behind the drink's first pour.
When you hear the carbonated water go into the glass today, it's exactly what it would have sounded like in 1886 when they did it at Jacob's Pharmacy.
Yes, for a bright taste and a bracing sparkle, for perfect refreshment every time, there's nothing like ice-cold Coca-Cola.
My name is Ted Ryan, and I'm the historian for the Coca-Cola Company. 130 years ago, when Pemberton took the syrup up there, he would have 1 ounce of syrup in the glass and then 5 ounces of carbonated water, a quick stir, and hand it to the customer to enjoy their ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Yes, and Coca-Cola is so delicious, so refreshing, so tempting to any guest when you bring out those familiar bottles with tiny beads of moisture running down their frosty sides, assuring you that the Coke inside is really ice cold.
And they would have added a number of different flavors. In Jacob's Pharmacy that first day when Coca-Cola was served, there were over 30 flavors on tap. There were lemons, limes, cordials, chocolate, claret, sarsaparilla, root beer. So what set Coca-Cola apart was its unique flavor. Nothing else tasted like a Coca-Cola. What we have in front of us is a syrup urn from 1896. It looks like a Greek urn that you would see at Acropolis or something like that. It would hold up to a gallon of syrup, and Azek Handler distributed these for free to any soda fountain that bought 50 gallons of syrup. And so when you walked in the soda fountain, the first thing you're going to see is an urn that has Coca-Cola and written in its beautiful script and the color red. And it would dispense 1 ounce of syrup into a glass at the base of the urn. I've just put the glass on the base of the syrup urn, and now I'm dispensing 1 ounce of the syrup. You remove the glass, add the carbonated water. Give it a quick stir. Hand it to the customer, and they have a vintage 1896 Coca-Cola.
Can I taste it?
Sure.
Wow. It does taste the same.
It's the same.
I know.
I tell this story so many times, and people think that since it's 130 years old, there have to have been changes. You don't have to change it. It's good.
Because even after your first long drink, there's still lots more than you think.
Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling. Get the king size.
What goes inside a Coke hasn't changed, but the technological evolution has occurred around how you consume a Coke or how you get a Coke. So up until 1932, everything is syrup and then carbonated water stirred and handed to you. After 32, it becomes automated. And then again in 1939, the company hired this famous industrial designer named Raymond Loewy. And Loewy designed what we call the motorboat dispenser. It's this beautiful, retro-looking, curved, and it looked beautiful. And it was so pretty that actually customers of ours, soda fountains across America, were asking to update their equipment to this new designed soda fountain equipment. And then when you move up into today, your Coke is delivered to you in a fascinating new piece of equipment called Freestyle.
That's obviously the ice coming out. My name is Chris Hellman, and I'm the Global Vice President of the Freestyle Division. Freestyle is our latest innovation in dispensing technology, and I guess the simplest way to put it is that in about the same footprint as a fountain dispenser that you see in most places, we can dispense up to 150 different variations of drinks. What would you like?
Wow, I've never even heard of Diet Coke Orange.
Well, I think that you should maybe have a Diet Coke Orange. I think we've retained very much of our heritage. We've really tried to stay consistent, not just with the formula, which we have, and to carry that through for 130 years, but we've tried to maintain this connection with our consumers that's special and fun.
Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
And Coke refreshes you best.
It's the refreshingest.
Food goes better with fun, goes better with you, go better.